You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's going on, everybody?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast.
What's crack lacking?
As always, you can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
I am the _great_CREE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right. And you know who we got in the house?
They may not know.
They may not know. How about you introduce yourself?
My name is Silent Jive, former comedian, actor, musician, man, there's so many things I've done. Home Depot employee, tow motor driver, factory worker. Yeah, I've done a lot of things. But right now my latest pursuit is streaming, becoming a streamer.
Okay.
Comedian gamer.
Where can they find you?
You can find me at silent.jive on Instagram. And that's currently, actually I got a YouTube as well.
Yeah.
Silent.jive. You can find me on there. Those are the only two social media platforms that exist, other than my dating profiles, because I am single. Ladies looking for
a... He is on the market, ladies.
That's right.
He's a catch.
Ready to mingle.
You better get him now, because I tell you what, if he falls in love, you'll be with him, and you'll be with him through his success.
He has on sunglasses, so we can't look in his eyes.
But we know what his eyes say.
No, you don't want him to take them off, because ladies, if you look into his eyes, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Like Prince.
Funny.
All right,
man.
You already see.
That's why he got them glasses on.
He already know. And his gloves.
That's right. He ain't peace with them boys.
He ain't trying to leave no fingerprints. That's what it is. He ain't trying to get caught for nothing.
You know what? Before we continue, please don't forget to smash that like button and hit the subscribe button. It's going to be, somewhere
over. Bam. You'll see it.
It's right under there.
Right
down there.
That's right. Appreciate everybody. Love everybody. You already know.
We're nothing without you.
Nothing.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right! What up, Jive?
Jabriel.
Hey, man.
Hey, you said former comedian, which upsets me very much, so.
Well, no, yeah, I mean, I haven't
like that.
I haven't been doing it for about a How long? It hasn't been a year yet.
I understand.
Almost a year. It feels like.
It's so upsetting to me.
Yeah.
For one, I like to hang. Two, you deserve to be on a stage. So that's the reason. And I don't know if you know this, but you are the reigning champion of the Midnight Pocket Podcast. This is actually your third time.
Oh, damn, is it?
On the podcast.
Third time on the podcast. Only person that was like close to you was Greg Morton.
Yep. Been on twice. Greg Morton's been on twice.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where you're at.
Damn.
Now you're three.
Now you're three. You're the top. Yeah, you're the top reigning.
We had you on three times.
You know why? Because you are a superstar that don't know it yet.
If you say so.
That's the upsetting thing about it.
Oh, you mean as far as like comedy? I mean, I'm well known at Applebee's. I mean, they know me. They know me when I step in. No, serious. Like
Applebee's, bro.
Yeah, they're like, I remember you from last time. You were our server, and I'm like, oh,
how about?
Well, of course they're gonna recognize you. You wearing a coat, motherfucker.
Yeah, but no, I can't wear this at Applebee's.
Not only.
I gotta take it
look,
off.
First of all, I mean, I'm gonna keep it all the way one. Keep it true. If you ever met this gentleman or saw him, you're not gonna forget him.
Never.
No. So, you may recognize him from Applebee's. You may recognize him from Top Golf. He was there for quite some time.
Yep, yep.
And he spent a short time at Spirit Airlines.
Right. Yep.
And Walgreens.
And Walgreens.
and he's a regular at Corky's.
And he works. He worked with Laverne and Shirley at the Milwaukee Brewing Company. We're gonna do it. Our way, making your dreams come true for me and you with Javriel. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay. He has no idea. Yeah, what
is Laverne and Shirley?
I know you're young. I'm sorry.
You know what's fun is that. I mean, there's a lot of things that I think he should know, and he really does. Just because he's cool as fuck, and you think he would know this.
Not only is he cool as fuck, he's like, he inherit and embrace a retro style.
Right.
And I feel like it's my responsibility to hip him on to certain things. Because he says certain words like fresh and dope.
Right.
And you got to know where it comes from.
You got to know.
Where his generation normally don't speak that way, because things are, in his generation, is lit. Yeah. Or litty.
In his generation, kind of sucks.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm against.
I'm not going to say that.
My own generation, I'm against them.
My son.
But I'm not against
my
them.
My son's in your generation, and I love my son. Mm-hmm. However, there's that fire that lacks in your generation, for the most part. Because it's been handed so easily. Mm-hmm. So they try to coast. There's not that fire. They expect. The difference. You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel
it's like they expect some shit because they're used to getting shit. But no, you gotta work for
that.
Well,
they were brought up in the generation of point and click.
Yes.
Well, let's not call it the generation.
Oh, point and click.
We weren't allowed to point and click growing up. Me personally, me and my family, you know, we weren't allowed on the internet.
Well, maybe you wasn't allowed on the internet, but I come from the generation of how do you spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And my parents' response would be, look it up. And I'm thinking, like, if I can look it up, I wouldn't know how to spell it. I don't know how to spell it. I don't know where to begin. So, I come from the generation, in addition to looking things up with the with the dictionary, I did book reports, and I had to get an encyclopedia and look it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a book. That's a series of books that was listed from A to B, C to D. If you had to get the complete set.
Was it didn't it start with like DE? And then it started up DE.
Then
like
you had to get
D-E
FG. Something.
Yeah.
So if I did a report on the mongoose, I had to go to the M, whatever came after M.
But what I'm saying is it broke up, I think, sometimes like MU. Like, it was weird. It went to, like, a certain letter in
M. It was certain,
Then it started, like, MU and continued to, like, N.
Yeah. So I had to look up. I had to go to the encyclopedia bookshelf and look up fucking M's. Where's the mongoose? Okay. It's not in this M. It'll be in this M because it's the MU, MO, mongoose. Then I had to flip through the pages and do a book report and read it. But you come from a generation of point and click, bro.
Especially now with that fucking, like, chat bot that can, like, do essays for everybody.
Right.
all you gotta do is type in, I need an essay about this, and it'll like just give you a fucking essay.
You can get the Bible read to you in Snoop's voice if you want.
Get the fuck out of here. Yes. Where? I need that.
That does sound cool.
You can get the Bible read to you.
Oh my God, please. Where is that?
You can get it in Snoop's voice. And I said, you know what? Snoop's voice would be nice. But I'd much rather listen to the Bible in Javriel's voice.
You ain't lying.
That's funny you bring up religion, though, because, you know, guys, I've been looking into Buddhism.
Okay.
That's kind of what I've been practicing. I've been listening to a lot of these Buddhist teachings, which is, you know, I didn't come here to preach about it.
Hey, well, we're going to talk about whatever
you want. But no, but that's...
about whatever you want, because it's basically all about what makes your soul feel good.
And you know what? I'm gonna hip you to something right after you tell me, but go ahead.
No, but basically, if you're not familiar with Buddhism, it's all about kind of self-enlightenment and... also love, peace, and happiness,
mm-hmm.
and learning not to spread the poison that we spread commonly, and I don't even think we realize it, like, a lot of the time. Like, some of the things I've said about the other comedians.
Right.
It's poison. It's no good. So whenever I find myself getting ready to say something that's coming from not a place of love, I just hold back. Like, I almost said something earlier to my mother, and I had to stop myself. I said, that's not nice. That's not kind. That's not loving. So I'm not going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's much harder than it sounds
to
do.
I do that with my wife. Because
I think a lot of bad things all the time, and I want to say them. And most of the time I do say them. But, and a lot of the time I'm joking around. But even if it's joking around, it's like I don't even want to say it anymore. Right, so I'm kind of watching what I say now.
No, and that's a good practice, and if you find it through Buddhism to do that, I mean, that's a good practice across the board, to think before you speak.
Right.
That's a great practice, however you find, whatever avenue you find to be a better person to do, to improve yourself as a human, I'm all for it. If it's through Buddhism or Nation of Islam or Christianity or however you find a way to be a better human, I'm all for it.
Right.
I mean, because pretty much to me, the best direction is, you know, it's pointing in the same direction, but it's just taking different avenues.
For sure.
Yeah, exactly.
And to piggyback off that, I took Buddhism in college.
Oh, okay.
I did.
So you're a little familiar with it.
A little bit. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, I forgot damn near everything I learned, but, you know.
That's my choice.
That's because he's an airbender. People don't know that.
That's my choice, people.
He's an airbender.
You see, I can grow hair. You see this luscious beard? It's luscious.
That's funny.
I can grow hair.
F your beard.
Not now in certain spots because I've been shaving it for 20
years.
F your
beard, Justin.
I'll be joining a club shortly.
Your beard is luscious, though.
F your beard, yo.
It just happens.
I hate it.
It's like a chia pet.
I hate it.
I'm sorry, though. But no, I took Buddhism, and it basically it's moderation, man. Everything in moderation, which is what I've learned. You know what I'm saying? The yin and the yang, you know what I'm saying, and all that era. It's not that specifically, obviously, that's a different thing, but Buddhism's all about moderation. You know what I'm saying? Walk the fine line. If you fucking go one way this way, you become gluttonous. If you go this way, you're greedy. You know what I'm saying? You got to be in between.
You got to
find that fine line and just... be that person that just, and this sounds terrible, but marijuana does it for me. It helps me, except for the one time I stole that kid's soul the other day. But
what happened?
Dude, normally I'm chill on the highway. I'm cool. I'm fine. This young ass kid, your generation, was riding my ass, right?
People.
And probably at his age, I probably did the same thing, but it's like this. He caught me at a fucking moment in time where we stop. It's where I was coming off the highway. The light is red.
Mm-hmm.
There's six cars in front of me with a gap like this, so I'm slowing down to stop. And this kid's behind me, obviously riding my ass from jump. And then he's like, I go. So I fucking slow. When I stop, I get out. I'm like, where am I fucking supposed to go? Where am I supposed to go? Where?
You got out of the car?
Yeah.
Oh,
with my foot on the brake. I had my foot on the brake. I didn't get out completely to go to his car. You know what I'm saying? I knew. He was getting a little stupid. I'm sorry, kid. I stole your soul for a little bit, but stop. Stop. Everybody out there, stop.
Because this is something I never understood. So this is a road rage kind of thing?
Yes.
So where do you get road rage as well?
I haven't since I've been a professional driver.
So you had it before, and then
yeah, it's just for me. It's been like, all right, I had a hot temper. Period. Becoming a driver calmed it down. Becoming a father calmed it down. Mm-hmm. Becoming a professional driver calmed it all the way down. I've spoke on another episode
big time
where I got flipped off by an entire car full of young adults for about 2 miles.
Dang, the whole time?
And mooned.
Dang.
And I don't know if they did it for a reaction or what, but I gave them no reaction whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, they were all out the car, like, yeah, all of them. And they were probably trying to take my reaction. I don't know what the purpose was,
right,
but I gave them no reaction. I saw them, I looked at them, and I kept driving. I gave them no reaction.
Why didn't you riding kids, you know, should have been.
Nothing.
Is that what they were expecting?
I don't know. I don't know what they're expecting, but, you know, by being a professional driver, you sort of see things and you just act accordingly. Basically, I don't know how people feel, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I treat.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Everybody, like they're either MRDD, or wild animals.
Right.
Wait, what does that mean?
That means that you, if somebody did something, MRDD is mentally retarded. You can't, as a person that's supposed to be having their scruples, how can you get mad at a mentally retarded person?
That's right. Funny.
You can't.
But that's terrible to put everybody at that level who's just acting out.
But I do, and it helps me. Like, especially when
because they're just ignorant to the fact they're just young and inexperienced and think everything's about them sometimes.
No, not really.
That kid who's doing that just thinks, oh, where are you going? Oh, yeah, get out of my way, blah blah blah.
Well, true.
The fuck, kid.
I agree, but at the same time, it's like everybody learns to drive at different levels. Some people are self-taught. I'm self-taught, but then I'm self-taught with professional training.
True.
So basically, I know, and I'm on the road all the time, and you know, as a CDL driver,
for sure,
you develop what I like to call driver ESP, meaning that you know what they're about to do.
For sure.
They're very predictable.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I do, especially like right now, I drive a tractor trailer.
Yep.
And I do deliveries in the daytime in parking lots that's live.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning that
people don't care where you're at.
They don't care. They either is one extreme to another. Meaning that
all day,
either they're extremely afraid of me because I'm in the semi.
Right.
Or they don't give two trucks that I'm in the semi.
Exactly.
And what that looks like is, I'm going to tell you what that looks like. I'm coming down in the aisle. I've literally seen people up against cars like they're on a high building rooftop.
Scaling
the rooftop. When I'm coming by, I saw that. And on the same note, I saw people just
walking
right in front of me.
Yeah,
like I can stop on a dime.
Yep.
Pull out in front of me like I stop on a dime.
Right.
So like I said, I treat everybody like they're MRDD and like they're children. You don't get mad. You don't get upset. And a lot of times they do obvious, silly things.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I do in my truck. I put my foot on the brake, and I stop, and I sit there, and I look at them like this. Like, go ahead. Do whatever you're going to do.
That's good.
That's what I do.
That's it.
And one more philosophy I have, and I'm going to let it go. Driving professionally also changed my outlook on traffic jams.
Right.
Normally, you'd be upset. Like, oh, I'm here, oh, waiting.
Right, right.
And I can wait an hour without getting upset. I can wait 8 hours without getting upset. Only thing I'm a little concerned about is my time running down, because as a professional driver, right. I only have 11 hours to drive. Right. But you got situations where you could do what they call personal conveyance and things like that. It's not the end of the world. But if you're waiting in a traffic jam, just know somebody up there don't have 8 hours to wait. They're right. fighting for their life
right,
up there.
Right, right.
They might not make it.
Right. But you forget, dude. People are on their way to work. You're on the clock. People on the clock have a different idea when they're sitting there driving.
I've been there too. But like, if you're in a traffic, a stop, standstill traffic jam.
People are terrible.
Somebody are up there fighting for their life.
Yeah.
They don't have an hour.
Oh yeah.
They don't have 8 hours.
Do people do not care about anybody? You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem.
That's my philosophy on that.
I hear you.
I could wait. I got 8 hours away. I could wait. Forever, because I'm okay. I'm still breathing. I might have to use the bathroom.
Right.
That's a good way of looking at it.
That's how you have to look at it. You know what I'm saying? But you do as you get older. Not always, because there's older people that are assholes too. You know what I'm saying? But as a young kid, you're not thinking about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As a kid, thinking about it, you know, when you're at the house. You know what I'm saying? Why, mom, or why, dad, or, you know, why can't I do this? But you don't know what the fuck your parents are going through, what bills they got to pay, and things of that nature, and the stress of regular day life, and can I get some dog food for the fucking dog? No, God damn it, that's $40.
I definitely understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Because when I was growing up, there was this show called The Fall Guy, starring Leonard, what's his name?
The Fall Guy.
What's the $6 million? Steve... I forget his real name.
Not McMahon.
No. He was an actor. He did RC Cola. What, he did The Fall Guy. I had a truck the same. It was a Blazer the same color as his. And when I was younger, I was singing The Fall Guy theme song to myself. Traffic jams was not an option for me. I had a 4x4.
Right.
I'm going over mediums and going through things. I might fall from an open drawbridge or like Tarzan from a vine, because I'm the unknown stud man to make Eastwood look so fine. That was me. All right. So I was in my stunt vehicle, my 4x4. Nothing could stop me.
Right.
But I'm a little different now. I'm exactly, older. I'm not in a 4x4. Well, I am.
Yeah. You're in a tractor trailer.
Well, even in the Pearl, I'm in a 4x4, but right. I'm not. That idea, that
the mentality
is not the same.
No.
I can wait.
That's what I'm saying.
I was a
that's
high
age.
Head.
Yeah.
Yeah. It comes with age.
It comes with age.
Oh, he took his glasses off,
oh,
ladies.
Oh shit, ladies.
Oh shit.
Hey, pull your glasses off, ladies.
Oh shit. He
took his ring them out.
No, I was gonna say.
Oh damn.
So
y'all about to be.
I mean, he's looking at you the whole episode right here, anyway.
Oh, shit.
So I've never had that issue, though, man, with the road rage thing. I've always been a slow driver.
Okay.
Mainly because I think when I first started driving, I knew we didn't have insurance. And I'm still not insured. I mean, I've never been insured.
Don't say it.
Well, no, this is the truth. This is the truth. And
that's illegal.
I know it's against the law, but check this out. Not a single accident. I'm knock on wood.
Yeah, that's...
But, you know, I've just been so fortunate to be able to drive and not crash.
The problem
crash.
Is other people.
Yeah, even the other people around me have been nice. We haven't had any...
I guarantee other people around you have road rage if you drive slow.
Oh, I get, man, all the time. You know, I look in my mirror and I see people doing like, what the fuck? Like, beep, beep. What's going on, man?
And what's your reaction?
I mean, go around. You can go around. You can always go around.
So. People expect you to move out of the lane.
The flashing of the lights.
Are you in the passing lane?
They'll turn the brights on, and then they'll turn the brights off, and they'll turn them on, and they'll turn them off.
What do you be doing on the road, John?
No, I just drive slow. That's all.
That's all.
Cautious. And I've only been pulled over one time.
Good.
And I guess I made a right turn, but I didn't come to a complete stop. And
they seen who you were.
Yeah, the cop was, you know, I saw the lights go on, but we were going down one of those, there's two lanes, you know, when you're pulling in there. So there's one, you're going this way, and then there's one, you're going that way, which I thought was inconvenient for him to pull me over right there. Right. So I pulled into the Walmart parking lot.
Where you felt safe?
Yeah, where I felt like it was a good spot for us to, where we're out of the way of the people.
Right.
And he was asking me, he's like, why did you pull into the parking lot? He's like, why would you do that?
Right.
And I was like, well, I figured we can get out of the way of the people. And he's like, all right, don't worry about it. Here, just give me your license. And I gave him my license and came back and he said, all right, you're good to go. Nice. That was the only time I got pulled over.
Wow.
Good shit.
Good. Yeah. You had a good experience.
Yeah. I
had a bunch of experiences that I don't like. I'm not a fan of cops.
None of them were good?
Matter of fact, I'm glad you brought this up about getting pulled over.
Are we turning red?
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's go red.
Oh, shit. We going red.
Let's go red. Where is that let's shit?
See. So yours didn't go smooth like that?
Oh, hell no. Where are we at? Yeah, don't turn off your mic. Where do we go red at again?
Under the sound.
Yeah. Underneath the mic, yeah.
Oh, you can change the color.
Yeah.
Red up in the butt.
I don't have any color.
We dread up in the butt.
No, you don't, but you can join in on the phone.
Yeah.
Make sure you're not
mute. So is this like assault mode?
You're not mute?
I'm good, man.
You never hit it?
We ready to ride, man.
All right, good.
Let go.
All right. My stepson got pulled over, right? Mm-hmm. And he didn't have his license. All right, fair enough. But they pulled him over because he had a... There's a crack in the windshield, apparently. Huh? Now, you can't even see this.
In the windshield?
In the windshield. You can't even see this little crack in the windshield. Obviously, they just... And this is here, you know, in the area of Parma. So, he's always been... I mean, he's been walking down the street and he's gotten pulled over and suspect. You know what I'm saying? And he's, you know, it's just...
He's
Mexican and Puerto Rican, but he looks more Mexican. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can tell features. And I guarantee that was the reason he was pulled over. You know what I'm saying? It's upsetting the fact that... And look, I understand he didn't have his license, so he probably shouldn't have been driving. I already told the wife. That's a whole nother story. And everything's been cleared, and he's done his time and all that shit. But the fact of the matter is, you know what I'm saying... If you're out there and you're pulling people over because of a cracked windshield, go fuck yourself. You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty nitpicky.
If you wake up in the morning as a police officer and your main goal is, I can't wait to just get tickets and pull people over for bullshit-ass fucking reasons, go fuck yourself, asshole. All that. And I'm not beeping out of it. I'm serious, because that's what they are. You know what I'm saying? I understand you get to a point as a police officer to serve and respect and to serve and protect.
Do they got to meet a quota or something? Is it like
there's underlying?
You need to fuck
that's
with
not,
people.
That's not in. Yeah, no, that's just
how many people have you fucked with this week?
That's just the mentality of a lot of these officers. Mm-hmm. Now I know a lot of good ones. Don't get it twisted. I have friends that are officers. You know, and some are suspect. But you know what I'm saying. I do know people, a lot of the military, either prison guards or cops. When they get out of the military, that's what they do. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what you're used to. You're used to going to patrolling or fucking dealing with people and, you know, and prisoners and things like that. So it's upsetting to know that people are out there nitpicking little bullshit just for that simple purpose. And then it costs money, goes into jail. You know what I'm saying? And then this is the thing. I'm glad I didn't go in because I would have been in prison because my wife went in there to find out. And then she was like, I didn't know you can get pulled over for a crack in the windshield. And apparently this dude's in the background, another bitch ass, punk ass, motherfucking pussy ass officer is in the back like this, like, like this, like mocking and talking shit like a little bitch. I'm so glad I didn't go in there because I would have been in prison with my stepson. You know what I'm saying? Because I would have had to talk
not,
shit.
Not prison.
Well, jail.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully not prison.
I probably would have been extended. Because my mouth probably wouldn't have stopped there. And I understand why people get into situations. And because I can understand, I've been pulled over. And I guarantee if I was a different race, I would have been in a lot worse situation. Because of my mouth. Because I understood why I got pulled over and I wasn't at fault, so I questioned these motherfuckers.
So I don't really keep up with the news or nothing, but I went into work the other day and a guy, the dishwasher, was telling me, he's like, man, did you see what the fuck happened with that cop? beating that dude. So it's like a, it's like the new Rodney King type shit.
Was this the black guy, dude?
Yeah,
the guy beat by the other black officers. Yep. I heard about it. I didn't see it. I didn't watch it. I've heard there's video of it out there, and it's real, real bad.
Yeah, it was terrible. And
there's also people out there speaking, saying that nobody's outraged because this kid got beat by a bunch of black officers. You don't hear nobody marching and protesting because they're not white officers.
Well, no. It's a messed up situation.
So you do know about it?
It's abuse of power.
Oh, obviously.
And it's also rumors about an underlining story about the rumor is that, you know, this guy messed around with one of the cops' baby mama or something like that.
Really?
Or ex-girlfriend or something like that.
Wow, so the plot thickens.
But he got jumped, didn't he? He got jumped by the officer.
Yeah, he got jumped.
Oh, yeah, well, he got beat to death, didn't he?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah.
And it's very unfortunate. And I don't know enough facts to really speak on it, but it's just, it's very unfortunate. People abuse power all the time.
Yep.
We're red still.
This is a touchy subject, and I'm angry about this shit.
It's a touchy subject, but...
Because I understand that... I know there's a lot of good police officers out there. I've had some police officers, I've dealt with some, and I've had good encounters with them. Mm-hmm. But I've had bad ones with a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And that's just me. So I can only imagine.
Well, like I said, I got stories with black officers that wasn't so favorable and white officers that wasn't so
it's
favorable.
It's abuse of power all over the place.
All over the board.
All over the board.
Almost to a point where I wanted to become a cop.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I wanted to become a cop.
I wanted to become a cop just so I can get to the cop that got to me.
Oh, damn.
So I can whoop his ass.
Right. Good. Yeah.
And be like, yeah, we're on the same level.
But I want to be cops.
Now what?
Shit, me and my woman.
Only to fuck the cop up that was an asshole to me, and then I would probably retire.
Did you guys watch the show The Wire? I just watched The Wire.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good show.
I never saw The Wire, but I lived through The Wire.
Right.
Oh, you were there?
No. Not in Baltimore.
Oh.
But like I said, like I always said, when people say, where you from? I said, you know where the hood is? I'm from underneath there. And, what that means is, yeah, I've been shot at. I had guns to my head. I've been robbed. I've been jumped. I've been harassed by the police. I've been harassed by white police. I've been harassed by black police. That's what my definition of being in the hood. That's what it means to me.
Right.
So it's like, it's an abuse of power. It's not to me, it could be like racially motivated, or it could be just like an asshole thing.
Yeah, and that becomes like a clique.
It's an abuse of power all the way around the board. You wonder why things happen to you or why they're doing this, but it's just an abuse of power. It's right. Like they don't have no rhyme or reason. They could wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Their wife probably didn't give them something the night before.
Yeah.
And they want to take it out on you.
That's like a guy that becomes a sergeant in the military and now he can mm-hmm. fucking mess with the privates.
About that time. It's payback time.
Push-ups. Fucking do some push-ups. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They love it.
Or, you know what? Let's flip it in our realm.
Let's do it.
Let's
do that.
I want to get off red.
Okay,
let's get off red. I'm really not upset.
But I'm upset. So all you police officers out there that are good, stay good. All you other ones, go fuck yourselves.
It's back on the chain.
Back on the other one. Let's get off right.
Yeah, but I'm saying we could use this in the comedy realm.
Party mode.
Yeah.
Boop 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 boop. Oh, for sure.
But we could go in the comedy mode. It's like, I heard some comics talking about another comic saying that, oh my God, this person has really changed. And people do that too in the comedy world. They abuse of power. You're the veteran comic. You've been in the game longer. So you got some rookie person or some newer comic, and you're just bullying on them. You're not giving them no love. You're not giving them no time. You ignoring them. You acting like they don't exist. These are all things that I've personally experienced.
But I don't look at that as bullying, because I don't give a fuck, dude. If you don't talk to me, you don't talk to me. Yeah, once I figure out you don't want to be cool,
but think about
it's
it.
It's upsetting.
You don't consider it bullying, but guess what? If you come to an open mic, and you sign up.
Speak on it.
And you're there waiting.
Right.
And you bring guests. I ain't putting nobody on front.
That's why you don't go to them bitch ass spots.
Right. For example, I had a situation similar to yours. Mm-hmm. I brought somebody.
Yep.
This guy, I ain't putting you out there, but I am a little bit. Mm-hmm. This guy brought, is it fair to say 10 people? 10 or more?
I don't know. There was a lot of people. I don't remember how many, but
I got a photographic. I could probably almost name the
people. Yeah, he's pretty good.
I mean,
okay. I mean, we were there because of you, so we're added to that group.
So it was like 10 people.
Yeah, it was a good,
don't forget about
it. It was
that.
Like 10 people.
Because by that time, the only reason why we went was to support you.
To support you.
Yeah.
So it was like 10 people there.
We didn't sign up.
We didn't sign up at all.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. And you kept getting bumped and bumped and bumped and bumped. And that's your time. Your time is valuable. It will not be another time again. Nope. It will not be whatever. I don't know what date it was, but it won't be that date, that time ever again in life. And you can't get that time back. And you had people there. And the majority of them had to leave.
Yeah.
Because they waited so long.
Yep.
And then the motherfucker that hosted had the nerve to ask
him
to do something for him.
Yes.
And then almost was like, yo, I'm asking you to do something.
Right.
Do it.
Yeah, right. 100%.
F them and that establishment and people that think like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
At first, when I was new in the game, I didn't know if there was rules, unspoken rules and stuff. But no, it's just bullshit. You got to respect the person's time. I just recently hosted the Funny Stop.
Yep. Good job, by the way, brother.
Thank you.
Good job.
I just this past Wednesday I hosted the Funny Stop.
Oh, I'm sure I saw it.
And you know, the comics, they did what I hate, and I said it.
Yep,
I hate
it. He did. He sure did.
You go. You do your set, and then you leave.
Right.
In this case, a lot of them did their set, and they went in the other room, and they start talking amongst each other. I'm like, that's some bull crap.
Yep.
You got to have respect for the game. And having respect for the game is having respect for the performer that's on stage. And if they sit through your garbage, damn it, you need to sit through theirs too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm not saying people's acts was garbage.
No.
But I'm just saying, like, if you sit through their performance, you should sit through theirs too. And especially, I'm new to the game. I'm working on my 2 years. Actually, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, St. Patty's Day will be 2 years.
When is St. Patty's Day?
March 17th?
Yeah.
It's my stepdaughter's birthday.
Damn. So that'll be my 2 years. And I think that, you know, I still have the same view. You know, I still sit through and I watch everybody. I'm respectful. I'm there. I don't go out for smoke breaks. No offense to anybody that does.
Because I do.
I don't go through smoke breaks. I sit through your performance. I sit and watch it, and I'm a student of the game because not only am I learning what to do, I'm also learning what not to do.
Yep.
So I sit through it. I'm not saying that everybody needs to sit through it or it's a necessity, but that's just me.
Well, how's our guy doing? I can't remember his name.
Richard M. Teske.
Richard M. Teske.
He performed this past week. This week.
Yep.
And his he spoke on people not liking him and his comedy style.
Yep.
But he said that he's going to keep coming back.
Yep.
That's what he included in his act.
Yeah.
And that's a great attitude to have. And I've talked to him.
I told him though? And I was like, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time with them. Why are you giving them that? Look, that's local shit. Local shit. You come here and work on your act. You don't worry about it. He was like, but I wanted to do that. So, okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean,
if you needed to get that out, if you needed to get, that's kind of like you.
Yeah, like my.
That's kind of like you, Job.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You wanted to get that shit out of your chest.
They said that It's not bothering. Really comedy, but all right.
It was bothering.
It's like, I don't know how that's comedy, but okay.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's gold and everybody want to get something out. I mean, me personally, I don't have anything against Richard M. Teske, but I have had talks with him.
Oh, yeah, plenty.
About his comedy and his content.
Yep.
But it's like, you know, if you want to be, you know, me personally, I'm not going to waste energy, or I don't think that, you know, me going to jail for whooping his ass is in my records or in my future.
Right.
For what?
Right.
Because he said something offensive. I don't have that to do.
No.
But I'm just saying, somebody will.
Yeah. Well, you can say whatever you want on stage. Yeah.
You just got to know the
consequences. It's got to be funny. And if it's not funny, people find it offensive.
You're going to have to deal with the consequences.
Exactly. Either way.
Shot. You could possibly be shot. You never know. People are
You might catch somebody on the wrong motherfucking day, and they're like...
Well, what's that shit you were saying on stage?
Exactly.
You think it's a joke, huh? You think it's funny?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because you forget when you're like police officers, they forget they're normal motherfuckers once they leave that goddamn precinct.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I do want to touch
comedians that. When they get off the stage are normal motherfuckers,
mm-hmm. right?
At a bar,
everyday life.
Yeah,
I do want to say, even though it was 25 comedians,
that was a
25?
Lot.
25,
dog.
Oh, it was 25 man,
and I went up towards like
how many? End. How long was that? That had to be 4 hours at least.
No,
I kept it moving.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He just kept going. Boom. 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 Nice. Boom. Yeah.
I kept it moving, but I also wanted to keep the energy up.
Yeah. He was trying.
How do you do that with 25?
I think I was
especially
pretty...
when not a big crowd.
Man. Well, it died out.
I had 6 people to talk to.
Good gracious!
And like 3 of them were comedians.
It died out. And then everybody was over in the other room in the bar area, and I brought them back over.
That was after me, though.
I should have did it with you.
How do you get them back over?
Well, because their boy was up.
I called their names.
Yeah. He said, hey, why don't you come out? Watch so-so.
Yeah, he's coming up. Are you kidding me?
Basically.
Whatever you got to do to get them back in.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
Get back in there. That's how it should be, too. Look, get back in there. Where are you going?
Look.
Pete said it before he started. He said...
Yeah, he did.
He went off. Pete cussed everybody out and he then sure said, did. Let's have a good time.
Yeah, he did.
He cussed everybody out. Like, you know, I'd give everybody opportunity. Don't come do your set and leave. You stay.
Yep.
He said, if you don't bring in people, I ain't letting you up.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, that's a problem.
That's a little harsh.
Well, it's a problem for me.
It's a problem for me, too.
Problem is, I'm in Cleveland. Problem is, my wife sleep by the time I leave most of the time. Problem is, I don't have that many people up here. Now, if my son was up here, he'd probably come down every time with me on Wednesday to hang out and some shit. You know what I'm saying? But I don't got somebody like that up here. So, you know what I mean? I go up there and work on my shit. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to invite... Actually, there's really nobody here to invite. Her family, you know what I'm saying? They're all doing their shit. You know, they ain't coming down. Now, if I have a show, I can get people to show up. Speaking of which, I'll be performing on March 30th at the Silver Spot Theater out in Orange Village.
Again, Silver Spot. Check him out.
Yeah.
Check him out.
I'll be putting it up here shortly, but yeah, I'm doing about 10 minutes. It's going to be a nice little show. It's coming out, yeah.
Man, so. I couldn't imagine 10. I could barely do 5. 10, that's a
I got about half work. Hour, dog, of material.
Damn. You came
working.
A long way,
I've
man.
Been working. This last set... Like I didn't even add the stuff towards the end of my last, you know, this last bit, Cordell. Did you even hear my set Wednesday?
I was there, bro.
I know. But you don't be paying attention. You be busy.
What was I doing?
I know. But I added my weed stuff to that, and then I cut it off, and I didn't even get to when I got shot. I talked about that on stage a little bit. Yeah.
You should throw the baby stuff in there, too.
Baby stuff.
Oh, about
getting ran over as baby.
You got to throw that in there.
People. I mean, this is what my parents
that's
told
impressive.
Me. Apparently, when I was a child, I was in the car. My mom left. I pulled the gear, and I fell out of the car, and it rolled over the right side of my body. The right. Oh, what's that?
Yeah. Oh, fresh tea.
Fresh out the press.
Fresh out. Fresh
yeah, let's get into that. People,
finish
sorry,
your story.
People.
Finish your story.
Okay.
I was just.
Hold on. Yeah. So apparently, and I was in the hospital just bouncing, jumping up and down. So as a baby, I avoided death.
That. This dude ran over himself.
Trying to end it at a young age. I'm trying to get out this bitch. No. I don't know.
That was crazy.
It's crazy, man. Dude. I guess I had tire marks on my shit and everything.
That's nuts.
And
you know, survived? And my wife, still have arms?
I mean, my aunt, like, backed it up. Like, my aunt was there, and she was like, yeah, you were all just jumping around, like,
what's up? Oh, I thought you meant, like, backed it up, backed the car.
No, like, she backed up the story up. Yeah, I'm like,
that would have been terrible.
So I don't even know how old I was. I'm thinking 2 years old, I think, maybe. I think I was, like, two.
Holy moly, two, that's three, crazy.
Somewhere around that age.
You know what? We have a guest here. His name is Jabriel. And not only does he do comedy, he also makes music, which is dope. Like, music without words.
Let me talk about my favorite thing.
Go for it.
Is this Honest Society podcast.
Oh, well, Honest Society like podcast. Yeah. How many episodes you got so far?
Like, not. Well, actually, to be honest, I don't know how many.
Well, how many?
You got at least 10 episodes.
You got at least 10 episodes, and we haven't been on another one. Nah, we're not going to talk about that. But
no, we will have you on the episode. Anybody. It's never really meant to be a podcast. No. It was just kind of meant to be just me cutting the camera on and just saying whatever comes to mind.
But you got an intro.
I do have an intro. I do. I understand.
You have an intro.
Yeah, and I have had Jeff on.
Yes, you have.
You had Jeff Freely.
Yep.
Shout out to Jeff.
Jesus, you guys Jesus, out there.
Jesus, what's up, man? Holla at us, man. Where you at, baby?
Have you been in contact with us?
Where you at, man?
We hung out last month, I believe.
Yo, Jeff, come holla at me, man. I got a show. Come see me, man.
Yeah.
I got a skit for us, and hey.
Oh, man, shit, reach out.
Yeah, we got to get Jeff on Discord. We all got to get Discord. I got to have y'all on Discord.
I'm on Discord.
What's Discord?
It's a gamer.
That's how we're going to chat, how we're going to communicate. Okay. Where you can drop in. Yeah, I'll be live streaming. Then I can just add you guys to the call.
Discord is like super gamer nerd shit.
Usually. But we're going to change that whole dynamic and turn it into comedy.
I'll link you and my son up, dog.
It's still super gamer nerd shit.
Because he does some gamer bullshit.
If you're on Discord, you definitely a nerd gamer.
No.
Is that what it is?
We're breaking the stereotype.
Have you seen some of them gamer nerds?
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Checks?
Yeah.
Even some filthy ones. And some act like they are. And they
I've been on Discord with quite a few.
Well, okay, because
I played my game, Shadowgun Legends, and I'm Loud Gas or Red Blinker on there. Red Blinker or Loud Gas. If you talk to Loud Gas, you talk to Red Blinker. That's me. Other games I've been on, I've been Midnight Paco. So,
damn.
Oh yeah, let me show them off the coaster I've been using this whole time. Oh. The Midnight Paco coaster.
Oh yeah, the Midnight Paco coasters.
In the hell.
And where can you get these at? Where,
Red Bubble. Redbubble, man.
Go under. What is it? 2-6 Design.
No, it'll be the description in the video. It's 2-6. Yeah, it is 2-6 Design on Redbubble. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right.
I'm just saying.
Your memory. Cool. Why am I even fucking? It's thick too, right?
I like this because this says
no. It's actual. Look, you can use this as a coaster, or you could towel your bathroom with it.
Yes.
It is really thick and heavy duty.
Yeah, it's nice. Good quality. You get 4-pack.
Yeah, this is cool, man. You know, I'd rather have this than have, you know, sponsors. Do you guys want sponsors?
We need sponsors.
I kind of want sponsors.
They pay money.
Like Arizona? I'd like to have Arizona sponsors.
Right? Because you like Arizona tea.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Wait a minute. How much do it cost?
What?
Arizona.
$1 for a can.
You're supposed to... The price is on the can, motherfucker. Look.
Oh.
Is the price on the can? Say
that. It ain't on anymore?
No, they took it off.
Oh, damn. It used to be 99 cents.
Nah, because that motherfucker charged $1.19 where I went.
Oh, shit.
It was two for $2, though.
Oh, remember, it used to be 99 cents?
Yeah.
Like, how much it cost? Prices on the can, you dumbass. It's 99 cents.
Not anymore. Oh, taking the prices off of the cans.
So, Job, why did you stop doing comedy?
Well, sitting through, y'all know why. Sitting through the other comedians. That's why.
We may know why, but the world doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
The world
okay.
Can you tell me?
Right, I forgot we were on camera for a second. I'm looking at y'all like, y'all motherfuckers, y'all already know. No, that's what happened. It's sitting through the other comedians, you know. And I tell people this all the time when I'm working at Applebee's. I say, you know, I did comedy. Like, oh, really? How did that go? And I'm like, it was fun, you know. But sitting through those other comedians.
It's rough.
Oh, my God.
Hey, 5 minutes is death, isn't it?
I'm telling you. And this is the reason why when we go to Funny Stop, and, you know, Pete wants us to bring people, I can't find anybody to bring. Because everybody I've brought, they said, I'll never go again. They said, I can never do that again.
It's rough.
And I'm like, I can understand. I can barely do it, you know? Yeah. Week after week, joke after joke.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
It could be my attitude. I mean, it could be the way I'm looking at it.
A little bit.
I could go into it with a different attitude, and maybe it wouldn't be as bad.
Well,
but,
well, because you have to understand, you have to have an act. So you have to repeat stuff over and over again to formulate it, to have it
to
undeniable. Because you got to tweak it. Because you may say something and it ain't funny. So you got to say, okay, I got to scrap that. Or change it up. Or maybe work on it. You know what I'm saying? There's other ways to deliver it. Or give a different facial expression while I'm saying it. Or say it a different way. There's so many different ways to change a sentence or delivery of a joke. You know what I'm saying? So, go ahead.
And I was going to say, I remember we had an idea. We were talking about taking comedy to the streets. I think that's something we should do.
That's something I'm down for.
If you're going to tell the same jokes, let's find different audiences.
But the problem
is get different people off of the street.
I love your idea.
No, serious.
I tell him all the time.
Have them sit there, pay them a dollar or two,
see,
and say, look, I need you to listen to my 5 minutes and tell me what you think. And then bam.
But if you have just one person,
that's all right.
That's the same as fucking.
It's pretty funny.
No.
Hey, no. Tell me, tell the world. Your idea.
What's that?
When you said, if you bomb 3 times.
Oh, no, yeah, that should be a rule. That should be a rule.
Oh, shit.
Y'all not with me on that? People bomb week after week.
I know.
I mean, and these guys are probably bombing multiple days out of the week. Because they do comedy not just one day. They do it a couple, 2 or 3 times out of the week.
But.
So, if you're going to bomb that often. If you're going to bomb 3 times within the span of a month, that's it. You're done for the year. You are no longer welcome back. Now, this is how my comedy club would be ran.
Well,
you are no longer welcome back. I'm sorry. You bombed 3 times in a month. You're done for the year. We'll see you next year. Thanks for coming. We appreciate your attempt at humor, but
you don't like people to grow?
No, they can grow, but you just spend some time at home.
You have to wait a year.
You got a whole year to come up with some more material when you come back. When you come back, you'll have so much material, there's no way you'll bomb. This is good. We're giving you some time off.
I understand that, Job.
You're not fired. You'll come back next year.
Because you need a place to work out and get better.
The streets.
The streets are hard. Look.
Take it to the streets.
He was talking about that. He was serious about that. And I'm like,
when it gets a little warmer, I'm serious. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's cold right now, but
that's not the same. It's
just
like
go downtown, Tower City. People are getting off the train or off the bus.
The goal is to get booked.
Wait a second, people that are sitting at these bus stops, they've got nothing better going on. They got about 5-10 minutes probably to wait until they get picked up. What better time
are they going to pay you?
No, you're going to pay them.
No, that's a terrible idea.
You don't like that idea?
That's a terrible idea.
You pay them and you ask, all I need is your honest opinion. Am I funny?
No.
Who wouldn't do? Would you guys have done that? If somebody offered you money and said, hey, see, I want to tell you some jokes. All I need is 5 minutes of your time. I see you're waiting on the bus. Would you mind listening?
I like the idea, but I don't like paying.
You don't like the paying part.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But it's tax season. Tax season's coming up.
The goal is to get paid.
Yeah, that's the goal.
It'll pay off in the long run, all right?
I know you changed differently on this money thing.
Yeah, I feel a little differently about money.
I know you realize you
this
need
is
it.
True. Yeah, I like
a
it.
Little bit.
It's yeah,
a little I bit. I don't need to be this bit. Much, but I need a little bit. Mm-hmm. You gotta eat.
You do gotta eat.
You gotta eat, Jabril.
No, you don't have to eat. You gotta eat.
I mean, you're young.
You might want to eat if you want to survive.
A little bit.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, money is, it still ain't everything to me. I still don't value it that much. I just value a little more than I did before.
I understand.
Because before I didn't value it at all. But now I see the importance of it, so. Okay.
Amen money. To that.
Money's look, a little bit important.
You know what I always say? If I could ever just walk into a store and not have to worry about what I can buy. Like a grocery store. Like
okay,
food.
I get what you're saying.
If I can, the moment I can go out and eat a meal anywhere and not worry about it, that's where I'm comfortable. Because right now I'm scrounging for fucking dog food. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. They got to eat too. You know what I'm saying? It ain't their fault.
And that's and this is why I like this whole Buddhism thing. Because I look at the monks
right.
And I'm looking, these motherfuckers ain't got nothing. I mean, nothing at all. No nothing. Money, no... Nothing at all. Like, it's all dependent on what the people give them.
Right. But but it's been a continuous thing where they're going to get enough for the most part. You know what I mean? Because if people...
They got these bowls that people put stuff in. They just come with a bowl.
Yeah.
And the people feed them.
But it's continuous
thing. If the people
thing.
Don't feed them...
It's a normal thing,
fucked,
though.
But yeah.
But they respect them enough.
No bed.
If people...
No house, no car, no money, no...
But that's a humble way of
and
living.
That was it was cool because that was what the I don't know if you call him a teacher or I guess just a monk, but yeah, the Buddhist monk, that's what he said. He's like, how are you guys depressed about, oh, I just lost my job, or oh, I just lost, he's like, I've got no house, no car, yeah. No money, no nothing. He's like, if anybody should be crying, it should be me. And he's like, do I look sad?
Right.
And he's the happiest motherfucker you ever saw. So it's like, damn. Well, if he can find happiness with nothing, so can I.
Well, that was the beautiful thing about coming back from Iraq. We talked about it before, where I come back with a different perspective. You know what I mean? You're not worried about the simple shit where people get angry. You know what I'm saying? It takes a while to adjust. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, people go back to their normal ways, and you get angry in traffic. And I've tried to be good into this little fuck change. But anyway, you know what I mean? You come back with a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? And I live a certain way where right now I even know where I got it a lot better than most in this world. You know what I'm saying? The fact that I live here in this house, you know what I'm saying? I have a roof over my head. You know what I'm saying? I got food to eat. You know what I'm saying? It's not... I can't go and get steak all the time, but you know, I can eat ramen noodles.
You
I got
sound
food.
Grateful.
I got
yeah.
I got something. You know That's what I'm cool. saying? There can always be worse. I got a lot more than a lot of other people, you know what I'm saying? So I always try and put it in perspective, and people lose out on that shit because they're in so much fucking robotic mode. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the thing. We don't know any better because everybody around us is like, well, no, you need this. You got to have this.
Dude,
and it's never enough.
People don't walk outside and look up in the air and say, what the fuck? We're just floating. Just floating in this fucking world, space. They don't understand. You know what I mean? They're just in this fucking rat race in this world. I gotta go to work. I gotta go to this. I gotta fucking update my Instagram. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've tried to, you know, understand that. But at the same time, we gotta live within this society. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A lot of people are this way. That's why I've had me and my stepson. We've had conversations because he has a great way of looking at life, but he also is frustrated with society and structure and all that shit, and I understand 100%, but we have to live within it. And I hate these fucking rules, and I hate all these fucking laws, and I hate that people could tell me what the fuck to do, even though they're just another person who decided to take a job. You know what I'm saying? A specific job, and now they get to tell me what the fuck they can do, and then they get to beat somebody to fuck to death because they decided, you know what I'm saying? And obviously, there's more into it, obviously, about his girlfriend or some shit, or baby mama, or whatever.
Well, maybe. I don't know. That's
yeah, exactly. Well, either
that's
way.
Rumor.
Yeah, rumor. But
I don't know if that's the fact or not, but
100%.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, we're only here for a short period of time.
Right. Right.
Very short period of time.
Very short.
It's like really nothing to really stress out about.
Right.
You know, let's just try if we can impact change for the better while we're here.
Please. Mm-hmm. Please.
Be a better human.
Right.
If you reproduce, you know, make sure that you install or try your very best to
good values.
Good values into the human. Make sure you don't make another yuck.
Yeah, don't try and hate somebody because of the color of their skin.
Or is already enough yucks out here.
Tons of yucks.
That's what I say. And that's the whole reason. I don't know if you guys saw my little Instagram thing. Was about, like, me being too nice. Because, I don't know, I felt like some people looked at me like, oh, he's too nice. You know, like, I know we kind of talk about the story of when I was at that comedy show. And, you know, and I was kind of, you could say I was kind of treated like shit or whatever.
Right.
But I never treated the guy like shit. I was always nice to the guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You helped him after the fucking
and
show.
And that's the thing. And I tell my brother, like, some of the toughest people I've seen were the people who were treated poorly, were treated bad, and were still able to come out and treat people treat people kind.
I'm
working
on it.
So that's kind of like my, that's
kind of
what I try to do. I try to be above all the pettiness and all the, you know, oh, well, now I got to get payback, or, oh, it's time to get revenge. Like, I'm not that kind of guy.
I slipped up the other day, dog. I understand. It sucks.
It's just treat people how you want to be treated, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, and it's not an easy thing to do sometimes, but.
You keep saying you slipped up, and my observation is, with you, Justin, is like, you let a lot of shit roll off of you, and he caught some shit that really wasn't from or directed towards him.
A little bit, though.
At all.
A little bit.
Not at all.
A little bit.
I mean,
the super aggression, but the statement was all the same.
It was, but it was like...
The aggression didn't need to be there, but I wanted to tell him shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but it wasn't him that you were telling the fuck shut the fuck up. I mean, it was almost like a Billy Madison thing. No, was it Billy Madison or was it?
I don't know, but I love that movie.
Or no, it was
Stop looking at me, Schwann.
Who was it? Mama said. Remember when he was
Mama? Oh, Waterboy.
Waterboy.
Oh, Waterboy.
So I mean, when you cussed that kid out. I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm not in your head.
Probably
was looking. He probably was somebody else, and you was like,
No. He was just a little bitch punk motherfucker yelling for a situation that had no result.
Because
he wanted me to speed up to a red light. I had nowhere to go.
Baby, but people do that every day.
I understand. But normally I avoid it. But that's why I said I fucking slipped up.
I think he caused some shit from somebody else. That's all I'm saying.
I mean,
I could be wrong. I don't know.
What I'm saying, the anger may have built up.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
But the result was all the same. He deserved to be told to fucking stop doing that bullshit because he needed to get punched in the face for that shit. But I wasn't the one that was going to do it, but somebody else probably would have. And he's going to run into another situation if he doesn't slow the fuck down and worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, in general, this is what I feel, you know, I can only speak about my area, and some people can say the world needs it, but just slow down.
Oh, 100%.
Slow down. 100%. That's the way to fight against any natural element that the earth has to provide for you, for rain, slow down. Snow, slow down. Big time.
Yeah.
High wind, slow down. Just slow down.
Hey, look, just in general, because you know a reason why there's a bunch of road rage? For one, people don't give themselves enough time on the way to work. Two, they expect people just to get the fuck out of their way. You know what I'm saying? Three, it's just, and you're going 60 miles an hour and somebody cuts you off. It's just instant.
Or I think people just need to fucking wear gloves.
Well, they definitely need to wear gloves.
Like gangsters. You talking about me?
Just wear gloves when you eat, drink. and do everything.
Just love everybody, man.
And
it's
wear
all about
gloves.
And Job, like I said, I love your honest society. You know what I'm saying? Because you're the perfect person. You're kind hearted. You'll give the shut off your back.
What is honest society about?
It's just about being honest and not sugarcoating anything and kind of telling it like it is, which may come off as harsh sometimes, but I don't know. I think as long as you're telling the truth, you're all right. I mean, I try to get a better understanding of people because it's like even at being a server, like a lot of the time as a server, I hear the other servers saying like, oh, this table is terrible. This table is so shitty.
Right.
Awful. Yeah. They're the worst people. They're so mean. And it's like, you don't know these. Like, really try to sit and get to know and understand that these people may have had a different upbringing than you.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't know what these people been through.
Right. So
when somebody comes and they talk to you like shit, I look at them kind of like how you were saying you look at some of the other drivers. I look at them like the disabled. It's okay.
Like, you can't get mad
it's
at a retarded
person. Yeah, I know that they got something going on. I look at them like they're a little disabled. It's like, it's okay, you know? It's all
right. Right.
They need a little extra care. Maybe they haven't been told, you know, you should treat people nice.
Or, right.
But then again, I try not to feel like I'm entitled to.
So I mean, you guys
are giving them a lot of leeway. I think they're just little shitty ass people.
Well, yeah, that too. Sometimes. But being, let me tell you something. Like, being on both sides. Like, now that you've been on the side of a server, do you think that makes you a better customer when you go out to a restaurant?
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm always nice.
I mean, I was nice already, but now I'm more understanding. Because, dude, we went out to, I probably shouldn't say the name of the restaurant.
Well, you went somewhere.
Yeah. We went out to a restaurant by my house. I took my little brother out, and we got terrible service. I mean, the lady didn't introduce herself.
Okay.
I was missing a breadstick. Where's my breadstick?
I told my little brother,
I was like, hey, man, if you see her, wave her down. He's like, she's nowhere in sight.
Nowhere in sight.
Yeah, we never saw her again. So, you know, getting terrible service like that, it made me want to be a better server. So now, you know, I'll be talking to my tables. I ask what they'd like to drink. And I say, and I'm Jive, by the way. You know, I don't know if I introduced myself. Name's Jive.
Right.
Let you know,
important.
I will be your server. I will be serving you guys tonight.
Right. That's dope.
You know, you want it, you got it. I tell them, I said, you want it, you got it.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
That's
I'm
dope.
Here to serve you.
Right. Oh, you're
and
dude.
And I tell them, I'll happily serve you again, you know.
You will.
If I like them. If I don't like them, I never serve.
I'm sure your tips be off the radar.
Have a nice day.
You get a lot of tips.
Yeah, I get decent tips.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you have to share your tips with everybody? Because I think
no.
that's bullshit.
Well, you kind of split up between the bar and the host. But that's like if. If there's a host. Sometimes there's no host. And sometimes there's no bartender.
Maybe only the only person you need to fucking give a tip to is the cook.
The bus person.
The cook.
Yeah.
Maybe a dollar to the bus person. The cook and you get most of
it. Only a dollar to the bus person?
You gotta go just clean the table, dude. All you do is a...
No,
is that even another job?
I see, I don't know how much they get paid.
I'm
but
kidding.
Servers, we
My
only
son
get paid.
Did that shit too. I'm just kidding.
We only get $4 an hour. So I'm hoping those guys get a little more than... Yeah, we get $4 an hour. So it's all based off of tips.
Oh, my God. That's highway robbery.
Hey, that's why I get so pissed when people don't tip. Oh, my God. They didn't tip. That's why I expect zero. Every time I expect zero. Because tipping is optional. And I tell
it's optional.
That.
But
it's
if
optional.
If you're a good person, you usually get something. The people that are angry are assholes. And they're assholes of the people. And they're like, fuck these people.
No, some people don't. Some people just don't know any better.
Yeah, true. You're right.
Some people don't know any better, and some people just don't know how to tip, or can't afford to tip. So I'm
can't
saying,
afford.
Yeah, I'm saying
I,
if you go out to a restaurant and you can't afford to tip,
then you can't
afford to go to that restaurant.
Don't go to the restaurant if you can't afford. Yeah, I see it now.
They always get tipped, at least a couple bucks.
I didn't see it before, but now I see, that's what I'm saying.
Like, now that you're on that end,
I can kind
of helps you be a better.
But see, this is what I don't understand. The more money you spend, the more money you have to tip. To me, that's weird.
Well,
so if a guy spends $100 and I'm like, damn, that's $100. Now he's got to spend $120 for the tip, the $20 tip. No, I don't think that's right.
I mean,
I don't think that should be.
If you have $100 to spend, why not? It all depends on the service. Job, if I had you, I guarantee the service would be awesome, because if you spend $100, you got a lot of people at that table. Or it's an expensive restaurant. And I know where you work, and it ain't fucking expensive. So there's a lot of people at that table. So you probably were a good server. You deserve that much for serving for that many people. The bill's that big.
I just think about how broke they are. After the $100, it's like, what's a night out?
You kind of prepare for that.
$100, that's about all I got.
You better prepare for that. If you're going out.
Maybe I can slide you a five, maybe.
With a $100 tab? No, man, that's an insult.
Well, no, I understand if they do. Leave like a five, or they just leave no tip. Because I've had that happen where no tip at all.
That's terrible.
I get it, that $100, that's a lot of money. And then you probably.
But like Cordell said, you shouldn't be going out if you ain't ready to give away.
Yeah, but not everybody thinks like that.
See, the thing is, when I go out, you know, I've thought of different ways to ensure good service. And, you know, I never tried it, but I wanted to.
What's that?
Like, okay, so you say you drive rail.
Yeah.
I'm like, drive rail, check this out, baby. I'm going to lay it out here.
You put the money up front in the beginning?
All of this is yours. Every time you forget one of my requests, I'm taking a dollar away.
That's a terrible way to do that.
That's kind of funny.
It's a game. That's terrible.
That's
fucked up.
This is yours. But every time you forget something, you didn't introduce yourself. That's a dollar.
Because now
like this. Maybe this will get some of the service.
That's kind of fucked up, because then you can nitpick. Oh, you didn't give me your pen and let me fucking throw it at you.
No, that's a dollar. I'm not petty like that.
I think he'd be fair.
But every time I ask for things and I ask for things a different way. I say, can I get a dollar? I mean, can I get a Pepsi? Mm-hmm. All right. I see you go back and forth, and I ain't gonna be like, hey, yo, where my Pepsi at? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be like, excuse me, Jive. When you get a moment, can you bring my Pepsi? Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, hey, Justin, do you mind pressing this shirt for me? Before the episode.
and what else came with that?
I understand, but it wasn't about it.
Alright, you know what I'm saying? Look, I understand it was a weird request, and it was at the last minute, but I understand the time that you put in, the effort, and things like that, and I'm okay with a fair exchange.
Bam.
That's how I roll.
Put me on the spot.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm just like, you know, look, I ain't like, yeah, do it, man. Do it. Do it.
Yeah.
Kind of like.
But some people.
Do it. Yo, Jay, do that shit.
He was kind of like that.
Not really.
He's rocking that shit, though.
Man, this shit is dope.
And his glasses are glittering.
It is pretty fresh. You know what I'm
saying? Justin is dope.
No pun intended. That's pretty fresh.
Thank you. Don't worry.
One's coming.
You know what? Hey, you know what? Really? I'm going to tell you this. Yeah. You know, like.
I got a surprise for you.
We're going to have to see, man. I got a couple already.
Look at that one. That's a dope shirt.
Nah.
When I first saw that, what did I say, Jay?
Oh, yeah, he was
fuck
mad.
Fuck that shirt.
He was mad about the one I made you. Yeah, the first one
How
I made
you. How your shirt going to be doper than mine? That's some bullshit, man. Because
at that point.
I should have wore it today.
It's okay.
No, I love
what you got on is dope.
Yeah, what you're wearing is Jive.
That's
Jive. That's
right,
well, next episode.
You already, maybe
if you can rock it on the Honest Society that we're never going to be on.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, yeah. That's where I should wear it. That's a good idea.
Tell them motherfuckers to subscribe. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know, subscribe. You know, and so the Honest Society is basically just what you describe.
Yeah.
Hey, he gets real. Look, you know what my favorite thing is?
What's that?
Saturday morning, drinking my coffee, watching Honest Society.
That's cool, man. Yeah. I was telling him before, I don't expect anybody to.
Tell you what, this is something I'll make for you.
It's my favorite.
This is a deal I'll make for you, and I'm going to make it in front of everybody here.
Everybody.
If and when you ever have the Midnight Paco on your Honest Society, no holes bar.
Get the
oh line. Really?
Get the
raw and uncut. I like the sound of that. That's
wow.
Good. That's good.
Wow.
I will be honest.
Cause everybody who's watched episodes, you know when I bring shit up, he goes to looking at his phone. He fumbles with anything. He just
I will be honest. Any subject,
we gonna hold you to that.
Any subject you want to know, Honest Society, cool. Boom, I'm going.
I like that, man. Blah. See, that's cool.
Honest Society, and I do this for Jabriel.
I like the sound of that.
That's where.
And
that's
we can shake on it. Can we shake on it?
Oh, yeah.
I do got gloves on.
Got
I, don't
gloves
know if that
on. I don't know if that makes
Does that
official
count
or not. Not right. with gloves on, right. bro. Right. I'm just saying.
Y'all are sweaty as shit. All right,
there we go.
Clammy.
All right.
We can shake it on that.
We shake it on
oh,
it.
Oh, so shit.
It's Honest Society is official.
He's holding to him.
Uncut.
Hey, uncut, raw.
No edits.
No edits.
I'll
be edited out.
I'll be as honest. I'll be as honest. And I'm not saying that I'm not honest on here.
No, you're honest.
I know you're honest. There's
I'm just, honest on
there's
here.
Just things he doesn't touch on. He just clams up.
I don't clam up. I just
he just brushes over. That's all. It's, yeah. But it's all good. It's understandable.
Yeah, but I mean,
before we wrap it up, 2023, are we going to see you on the comedy stage?
You better.
Yes or no?
Yeah, you definitely see me.
You
on
heard
stage.
That first.
We you'll see me on the stage, definitely.
On the stage.
Listen.
It ain't nothing to get up on there and then just get back down. I mean, they'll see me for a little bit, and I'll at least perform once.
Well, either way.
I'll at least. I said at the least.
I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to make this a statement. Once we start going out, I'm going to say you're going to be our host. So once we start hitting the road, once we're professional,
I like the host.
Either way, you're coming on the road with us. So
I'd love to do that.
But you're a natural fucking star.
Yeah,
you just don't know it.
Yeah, Job is the shit.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
Before we wrap it up, I do have a show coming up on February the 8th.
I'll pop it. Boom!
Hey, grown-ups, if anybody in the Cleveland, Ohio, or Northeast Ohio area, if you want to come.
Cleveland Heights.
It's a free show. Come on through.
That's
it's
right.
Fun. It's intimate. It's
I'll be there.
Two-drink minimum at grown-ups.
I'll be hanging out.
It's a really nice spot, I mean.
Thank you, man.
It is.
You were there. How did you like
it? I enjoyed myself. It was the best show I've ever seen.
That was nice of you to say that.
And that's not an exaggeration or me trying to be nice because y'all are my friends. That was actually the best comedy show I think I've ever been to.
Well, you had a hell of a lineup.
And the spot was really nice, too.
Thank you, man. That means a lot. Hey, Jay, where can they find you, man?
You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram, people.
And you can find me at the _ great _ CoreE. That's where you can find me on Instagram. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast, where we monitor that very closely. Hey, Jabriel, where can they find you at, man?
Find me at silent.drive on YouTube and on Instagram.
And we're going to have him on plenty more, people.
Yeah, I'll be around. I ain't going nowhere, y'all.
That's right. Hey. Love you all. Hit the like, subscribe.
Like and subscribe. Great episode, man.
All right, be easy.
Appreciate everybody. Right, Jab, appreciate right. you. Love you, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Ow! Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.